Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my listeners here on our podcast. This is Pastor Paul. Glad to have you with me. Hey, I'm in the fifth chapter of the book of John. I'm just kind of slowly working my way through my favorite gospel. We spent the last few days dealing with that man who was healed at Bethesda. So let's go into the 16th verse. For this reason, and this reason is that Jesus just healed the man on the Sabbath. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. Notice they're just mad because he did it on the Sabbath day. They think he deserves to die because they think he broke the law. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." So Jesus is saying, look, I'm just doing what Daddy's doing, okay? If Dad says do it, I do it. If the Father's working, I'm working. It's Jesus is really saying to them, must be okay because Daddy told me to do it. It was the Sabbath day, but I know the Father was in it because the Father is working. The Father hasn't ceased to work. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, this will be the cause, ultimately, of how they put him on the cross. This will be the battle cry they will give to Pontius Pilate to say, this man sets himself up as a king. And really, he didn't come and set himself up as a king, ever. But he did say that he was doing what his Father did, and he was calling God his Father. And so, to the Jews who already didn't like him, this was Jesus equating himself to be God. They would use that argument against him and put him on the cross by saying to Pilate, this man sets himself to be above Caesar, because the Jews believed that God was above Caesar. So if you said you and the Father are one, you must be setting yourself above Caesar. Now that little political hijink would work. They would ultimately get Jesus put on the cross. But Jesus is not caught off guard when he goes to Calvary. He knew where he was going and why he was going there. Then Jesus, John 5:19, then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. This has always been a favorite of mine because it's Jesus saying, I'm not doing anything that I don't already see Daddy doing. And I equate this is just the way I understand it in my own mind, is that when Jesus walked into a room, he functioned under what he saw from another dimension. We walk into a room, we see the people, the furniture, the whatever. And I'm not saying Jesus didn't see that, but he saw more, because when he walked into a room, he saw what his Father was doing. He saw it play out in front of him. Remember, Jesus could function outside of space and time, just like his Father. So Jesus could walk in a room and see things developing before they developed in the natural. This is why I believe Jesus would say, when he heals the man who's got the withered hand, and he says, stretch forth your hand. And the man can't stretch forth his hand. He's not healed. Yet he does. He takes his hand, he puts it towards Jesus, and boom, the fingers come out. And I think it's because when Jesus walked into the room, he saw his Father stretch the man's hand out. So for Jesus, it wasn't a matter of, let's see if this works. It was a matter of, we've got to catch the timeline up to where we're at in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, Daddy's healed this guy, so I want to catch this guy up to where he is in the spirit. I hope I'm saying that right. I believe that where God is taking us is into a place, into a dimension in the spirit in which he has finished the work. He's just trying to get us to stop just dwelling in the natural and allow this natural man to progress into the place where he's at in the spirit. So when Jesus came into the room, and he already saw people getting healed, he saw demons cast out. So then he just spoke what he saw. He said, leave or be healed. And it instantly happened. Jesus didn't attribute that to intelligence or wisdom. He didn't attribute that to a long prayer life. He said, I see my Father do it, so I do it. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. So Jesus claimed to be beloved. This will come back against him on the cross too when they say he claimed to be beloved. Let him come down. Let the Father deliver him. We'll get there when we get to the cross if we stay here in John long enough. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.